even coronavirus can't keep us apart. Because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO queen.
Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google page one? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net.
Hello, this is Lady Z, the violinist. I'm coming to you because I want to encourage you to get your copy of Elevate. It's available on Apple Music and iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play. So if you're listening to this on your computer or your cell phone, whether you have an Android or an iPhone, you can get your copy of this song, this show's theme song, by just going to Apple Music, Amazon, or Google Play and get it today. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
This is David Spradley, and you're listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z.
Welcome to Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady V, a podcast about the secrets to success in music, technology, and business on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady V on any mobile phone or tablet device. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady V, where we explore tech and enjoy the music and learn the secrets to success in music, technology, and business. Please follow us online at www.ladyvhe.com and on all social networks at ladyvhe. Please pull out your phones if you're listening to this on your smartphone and get out of the Bashani Radio app and follow us on Instagram now. It's not a problem. You can actually hear the audio at the same time. It multitask in the background. So thank you so much and follow me on Instagram at ladyvhe. So you are in for a treat today, you guys. You're in for a treat. My next guest is an entrepreneur. She has her entourage, her crew, and they are in business together, empowering people around money. Now, it has been said that the love of money is the root of all evil. But when you have money and it's used wisely and correctly, it can really be a resource that can help yourself, your family, and your community. And so here to give us the proper perspective on money and also fellow Connected Women of Influence member, we have Chris Noel. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on your show, Z.
Awesome. I'm so glad you are here to join us, especially at this time in our economy and history. So before we went into this recording, you mentioned to me that your company was started in 2008.
Yes, it started in 2008. I had actually been laid off three times, HR assistant and accounting assistant. So when you're stuck up against the wall and you're looking for creativity, a lot of us start seeing in ways we can give back to the community. So this is what we did. We launched TNT to challenge the conversation around money and to really build a bridge for entrepreneurs and small businesses on how to save their money in times of crises so that they could support the team and the staff that they wanted to retain and keep employed.
Wow, that's awesome. One of my friends, I heard, he works for Tiffany's. And one thing he posted is that the company is able to furlough all employees up to a year because they've saved so much money. And, you know, when I saw that, I was just like, wow, how do you get to that point, you know, as an entrepreneur? So I would love to hear your thoughts and some case studies on, you know, your experience in empowering entrepreneurs to get through a crisis and prepare for a crisis financially.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to go into that. I guess the biggest question we would have back is what are entrepreneurs and small businesses doing currently? And then what do their personal finances look like? Because on the micro is how we are on the macro. So that's typically what we do. What are your current habits? What are your current tendencies? And then let's work on those to change the direction and trajectory of your company. So some small tidbits that we could absolutely share that you could start working on is that every time you have a deposit come in of income, you immediately filter it to other accounts, savings accounts, payroll accounts, profit accounts, and then you don't ever touch that money. So when something like this happens, you have that cushion to fall back on. Stop using credit cards for things, even though the points are great. When you operate in a credit type system, there's always a chance that you're not going to be able to pay those bills. So cash is king, as we all like, cash is queen, whatever the saying you want to say. So operating in a cash basis. So those are a couple of tips that we give to the businesses that we work with.
Yeah, I have to be honest, you know, one thing that bothers me about the crisis that we're going through right now with the whole coronavirus and the contracting, or people like to say collapse of our economy. I think that's a little bit, collapse is a little bit of a hyperbole, but the contraction of the economy, I think it's finding people over leveraged, and it's also encouraging some business owners to get these SBA loans. And, you know, me as a business owner, I'm only interested in grants. I don't need more loans, you know, more money I have to pay back. And that just really doesn't make sense to get a loan when, you know, there's less customers and there's the unemployment rate is going up and we're facing, you know, just the GDP going down. I mean, it just does not seem prudent to get a loan at this moment in time. So what are your thoughts about that?
Oh, there's so many. Where do we even begin? Always heavily caution against loans, just like you said. Accruing more debt kind of solves the short-term problem, not the long-term problem.
It's like kicking the can down the road, right?
Yes. And since these loans are so new, we're not quite sure what's forgivable, how you dot your I's, how you cross your T's for all this to make sure it will be forgiven down the line. So 100% grants are great. I think, too, the thing we're really pushing with a lot of the business partners that we serve. We call our clients business partners because we're in their soul of their business. So they're more like partners versus clients or customers.
Right.
What we're really pushing our business partners to do is see ways they can pivot their business to remain relevant in this economy. Because even coming out of the coronavirus and the economy, things are going to change. And that is the beautiful thing about entrepreneurs is that they see needs and they fill them. So we're really taking this time with our business partners to say, find an avenue that you've thought about, but you've never actually tried, and be brave in that space, because that's actually what our people and our communities need right now. It's something that was building. You can try now because everything's up for grabs right now.
Right.
So that is what we're really doing. Find a new revenue source, because there are still things that people need right now that they're willing to pay money for.
Right.
That won't put you in debt.
Right. So I think that's a really powerful point. You know, me as, you know, the owner of the SEO Queen, I've had to pivot in the past when, you know, people weren't really buying SEO projects as much. And I found that, you know, in 2014, 50% of businesses didn't have websites. So I ended up pivoting around 2016 to include website design. And now my biggest project to date has been a website design project. So I think that's really powerful. I think one thing that as this whole crisis has made me think about is the fact that it's okay to pivot. It's okay to change up or tweak your business model. That's one of the reasons why we're entrepreneurs, because we have that freedom to shift on a dime. We don't have this massive organization that we have to try to shift. So in saying that, one thing that I'm going to be offering is more products that aren't even related to SEO. Why? Because there's a need, there's a demand, and I can do it and I can get the inventory. So I'm going to be pushing face masks out. You can go to SEOQueen.net and buy a washable, stylish face mask. So that's going to be coming very soon. So for everyone who needs one.
And if you put some glitter and sparkles on it, I'm all in. I'll support you.
Well, you know what? I'm working with my designer, who is my aunt, who happens to live right next door to me. And so we talked about getting the blinged out ones, because we both concluded, you know, face masks they're a piece of the global fashion wardrobe now. It's like shoes, like socks. A face mask is here to stay at this point. I don't think after this people are going to stop wearing face masks. So I think, you know, that's something that, you know, is going to be around for a while.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, like, when you're talking about budgeting, I was looking at your website and I see that you focus on both entrepreneurs, businesses, and families, and you help them to budget and manage their money. Besides, one tactic that you've shared so far is, you know, having an automatic distribution of funds that come in electronically. What other insight do you want to share about, you know, being able to successfully budget your money for, you know, such a time as this?
How to successfully budget your money. I think for us and anybody we work with, households or entrepreneurs, people are really good with money. They're really good with the abstract of money. And when your business is small, before you hit the $1 million mark, or your household is, you know, pretty good on the income, you just throw things at the wall and see what fits. Not super focused and intentional on what's coming in and what's going out. Mm-hmm. And so I think the biggest tip there is, like, software things like QuickBooks and all of that online, it's still reactive accounting. So getting in front of it and be proactive with your budget. So we have in our workshops, they're week by week, and you can forecast all the way out through the year. You can do a financial forecast that if you're going to get a raise, or if you know you're switching jobs and maybe going to take a pay cut, and how that flows all through your income and your expenses. So I think that's really probably the most powerful thing we would recommend, is forecasting your money, not living in the now, but forecasting through the year and week by week, because there's so much magic in numbers that when you sit down and you see what it is, it gives you more freedom. It's not restrictive. It gives you freedom and awareness of what you are capable of and then what you actually want to do. So you can go all in on that. And I think it's just beautiful when you have the awareness of your money.
Right. So what is your advice to those entrepreneurs who haven't been able to establish that predictable income monthly, and they still are in the, you know, the pre 5-year space, and they're trying to get to predictable money so that they can feel comfortable, you know, sticking to a budget? What is your advice about that? Since, I mean, you probably went through that phase to a certain extent when you launched your company, right? Not having the predictable income.
I think for entrepreneurs, that's always unpredictability is the name of the game with entrepreneurs. We are always chasing the next big thing. The biggest tips would love to give is the toilet paper entrepreneur, which is really fitting right now. It's a lot about being scrappy, and that's who we are as entrepreneurs. We can make magic happen with very little resources. Mm-hmm. So even as we're going through all of this, believing in yourselves and your inspiration that you can do a lot of things with very little resources. The people around you who support you, they support your vision and your dream. And you would be surprised when you lean in with them how much they're still willing to help you build whatever you're doing because they believe in that mission too. It aligns with their mission. Mm-hmm. I think that would be the biggest thing is that we all get comfortable with money. And then when we get it taken away, there's this weird moment. And then we remember there's a lot we can do without money.
Absolutely. So what challenges do you see that people have when it comes to money, and what do you recommend that they can do to get into a stronger position?
So people are scared of money. They're scared to talk about money, either having too much or having too little, mm-hmm. or hiding behind either one of those mediums. So what we really like to do is challenge the conversation around money. That start talking about it with your friends, start talking about what it looks like, start talking about the enormous amount of debt you might carry, or how you might foreclose on your home, or how you can only afford the food that you can afford and the budget you have to work with. Mm-hmm. I think once we start doing that and collaboration and community start to form around that, it removes so much fear, so much shame, so much embarrassment that you get to like let it go and just say, fine, I only have $25 to work with this week for my food. What are the ideas out there? What can I do?
Right.
Oh, I only have $1,200 to make payroll this week. Let me talk about this with my team and see what that's going to look like for all of us. And maybe they have ideas that then they can pour into the company where we can make more money. Like when we collaborate, mm-hmm. it's just people want to be part of the solution. And transparency really helps with all of that.
Yeah, I think you're really right. I think, you know, we really have to talk about money. And I think money is just going to grow in importance and significance as we move forward. And it's important for us to have the right and correct and healthy perspective, because one thing I hate to see happen is people get so desperate for money that they, you know, will do any and everything and compromise their integrity as a result. So it's very good to build a community so that there is definitely strength and safety in numbers. So I read a book on strategic partnerships that speaks to that. So what other tips do you have when it comes to a healthy relationship with money?
Ooh, other tips. You're really pulling from my brain right now. Other tips besides talking about it, putting it on paper, and then I think it's being consistent with it. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is hard. It is hard to be broke. When we launched TNT, we were broke. And even when we had our first child, we were on WIC. We were on government assistance. Like, I know what it's like to be broke and to not know where your next meal is coming from and to be eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and top ramen. I think, again, there's consistency. If you say, fine, for this month, we are only eating peanut butter sandwiches because at the end of the month, we're going to have $100 extra that we can then put into savings. And that $100 then turns into 100 more and then to 1,000 and then to 100,000. Like, it's doable in these little itty bitty increments.
Right.
So I think that would be it. Like, stop looking at the big picture. Just focus on the small, consistent beats you can have.
Right. I think, you know, for me, when it comes to saving money, I've been very encouraged by just being able to, you know, put it away in my 401k and forget it. And then recently I just rolled it over to my Roth, mm-hmm. and I was really happy to see what has accumulated there. But it's the only way to really save money is to put it away and forget about it.
Yes.
You have to forget about it and not use it. And, you know, it's so tempting to spend because, you know, there's so much pressure out there to buy you know, the latest truck, the latest car, or the latest course, or the latest this, that, and the other. So how did you deal with that as you were growing your business with your partners? It's like dealing with those forces that would attempt to cause you to depart with your money.
Yeah, I think kind of like you said, putting it in an account that you're not even going to touch. So that's what we do for a lot of our business partners. You transfer your money to a completely different bank that you do not have access to. So you can't touch it even if you wanted to.
So online banking. So having a bank account with no online banking is ideal.
Yes. Okay. And I think the other thing is, society, we are a consumer-driven society. So not buying the name brand stuff. You do not have to host big team elaborate snacks and parties for your team. At the end of the day, your team is there for the most part if they love what they're doing because they believe in the mission. Yes, there are people that are there for the paycheck because they are living paycheck to paycheck, and that is the zone that they're in. So I want to pay a lot of attention to them as well, because there are people like that, that this isn't a luxury. They do not get to switch jobs on a whim because they have so many responsibilities bearing down on them. So for them, the tip would probably be proud of where you are then. Be proud of what you're doing. Find one small thing that you love in this paycheck to paycheck job that you're doing and grow from there. Buy the cheapo food stuff. Like, you do not have to show up big for your team because they would rather have the money in their pocket than whatever big stuff you're providing for them.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. I definitely, that resonates with me. So how can people connect with you and your company, TNT Consulting?
Ooh, how could you connect with us? Well, we're online, so if you want to stay in the social area, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. Just search for TNT, the like dynamite, because we like to say we come into businesses and we shake them up a little bit. So it's Dynomite. You can find us online. We do offer a free 30-minute consult with whatever your business is going through. Like, we'll point you in the right direction. If you want to stay on that, we also have a landline that you can give us a call on, or cell phone you can text us with. So however you want to reach out to us, we're available for you.
Okay, that's awesome. So I wanted to know, like, why are people so reluctant to talk about money? Why is there so much shame around, you know, not having enough money, having too much money, not, you know, can you explain that? I know you've talked to so many people about money. What have you heard over the years?
Ooh, what have we heard? So over the years, people are embarrassed. They want to think that they have provided a secure space for those that are working for them. So they don't really want to admit that they are outside of their comfort zone, that they keep taking out loans to make payroll. They don't want to talk about it. And I think there's, you know, when we don't talk about it, we don't have to admit that the issue is really with us. We don't have to fix the problem. And looking within is always kind of hard to do. You deflect outside of you instead of reflecting, okay, well, I'm the owner. My leadership rests here. What am I actually doing?
Right.
So I think that's a lot of reason why. And I think for personal finances, the reason we don't talk about it is keeping up with the Joneses. Like, we want to look like we are living a luxurious lifestyle, and transparency even online. You know, you can fake people out and pretend you're on vacations you're not on, and people just like to pretend.
Wow. I'm just amazed at, you know, I've talked to some friends about money issues, and some of my friends have said, I don't talk about money at all with any of my friends. I think that's offensive. And, you know, I disagree. I think talking about money is very important. I think it's very important. So moving past this coronavirus crisis, what do you envision are things that people can do to move themselves into a stronger position financially?
Whew. I think it's that whole thing to move themselves in a stronger position financially is be brave and take a leap. Start doing things. YouTube's readily available. Share it with your friends. We're all at home right now scrolling through social media. Find things that are positive and silly and fun that brighten up people's days. Stop talking about crappy politics, because we all know the 1% still going to be there, but we have to find a way to make, I think too, a lot of us are going to be on the same playing field. A lot of people are going to be taking out loans. A lot of people are going to be relaunching and rediscovering themselves, and own that awareness, and be proud that you are doing something to change the world. So I really think that's going to be what it is, that we stop deflecting and blaming everybody else for the situation we're in and light our own light and shine with it.
Yeah. So
very abstract. I know that's very abstract. I don't have like anything except sign up for our workshops and put your money in your budget worksheet so you can figure out what you have. Like,
yeah, but you know, that is powerful, because, you know, a lot of people, their mindset is just not what you would think. You know, when I went to the grocery store, and I just saw another picture today of this scenario, is, you know, when I went to the grocery store and I was kind of concerned. I'm like, am I going to be able to get what I need out of the store? And I walk in and in the produce section, and I see the prices of red onions did not go up and went down. And so we have a society where people want that quick fix, the easy out. And, you know, when it comes to food, it manifests, as you said, on the micro level, like what people are choosing to eat. So, you know, I choose to eat my veggies. I choose to eat my spinach because I want it to grow strong. And I think, you know, talking about money and budgeting, doing those sheets, that's your eating your spinach. You know, you have to, you know, write it down and get a view. So my other question to you is, you know, after a person sits down and writes out their budget and they have, you know, setbacks, how do you deal with the setbacks and the frustration of not reaching your revenue goals, and how do you adjust your budget in real time?
Ooh, we like to say that's a marathon, kind of like you plant a seed of the tree today to see what happens years as the tree blooms. That is what learning how to budget looks like. It is a marathon. It is slow going to change your habits and consistencies. So when you have wins, let's say you're even able to put $2 into the savings account, we celebrate that win versus the fact that you went out to eat more than you had budgeted for. So okay. We focus on the wins, and then next month you look at, or the next week, you're like, okay, I learned from that mistake. This week I'm not going to make the same thing. And then, you know, in 2 weeks you make the same mistake and you're like, okay, I'm going to refocus. I'm going to keep going. It is a marathon. It is something that you have to be in for the long haul. So doing these worksheets now will set you up for success in 6 months to a year, to 2 years, to 5 years, to when you're teaching your staff how to do it. Like, it's planting the seed today.
Right. That's awesome. So I think that's really powerful to really have a great perspective on money, to realize that the budgeting is not something you master overnight. It's not an instantaneous occurrence for you to master it. It indeed takes practice and time, and to expect setbacks. So the flip side of that question is, what do you do when you actually exceed your goals and your revenue is more than what you expect? How should a business owner, what do you recommend for a business owner, a family? I mean, in a family, it could manifest as an inheritance. It could manifest as, you know, life insurance from a loved one that passed away. There's all kinds of, or winning the lottery. There's so
many yes.
scenarios that a family can have, you know, more money coming in than expected, or a business. So what is your recommendation for successfully budgeting in those scenarios?
Oh, so much fun to do this. This is where the magic and the numbers happens. For businesses, if you have more revenue that comes in, we have all the accounts set up. So it would be your profit. So whoever is part of the profit sharing will get a nice quarterly bonus. And that's beautiful for them. Beautiful for them. The other thing is putting it into payroll. So if you have projected out what you want to scale and what you want your businesses to do, you can give raises. You can hire that big player that you've been dreaming about hiring. You can move move into offices where you're busting at the seams and you need to move spaces. There are so many places to put that money that if you are budgeting correctly, you have planned for in your 90 days, year plan, 100 year plan. So that's entrepreneurs.
So it sounds to me like when you're setting up your budget, it's important to know all the different accounts that your income is distributed to and to have a list of things you're going to do and prioritize them before the revenue hits. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. So what are the accounts that a business owner should have set up? So you said, I know you mentioned expenses, payroll, profit.
Operations. And then everything goes into the income account. So okay. Everything comes into income and then you filter it all to the other savings accounts that you don't touch.
Right. That's awesome. So have you written a book or that about this? Is that in the works?
Yes, have written a book. I do not have enough, or our team, myself, I don't even know how it works. We do not have enough social media followers to have it published by the people who have the book right now.
Oh, okay. So you need more followers in order to get it published.
Yes.
So what is your, is this on your Instagram that they're looking for you to hit a certain number?
Yes, it's on our Instagram. And I think right now we have like 160 followers. We're not very big.
160 followers. And so you're trying to get that increased. So give your Instagram again. I want our listeners to, especially if you're on your smartphone, I want you to switch your screen right now and go ahead to Instagram and follow TNT Consulting right now. What's the Instagram again, Chris?
Let me pull it up.
Okay.
That'd be amazing. It is go_team_TNT.
Go_team_TNT, like the word A-N-D?
TNT, like dynamite.
Oh, T-N, like Nancy, TNT. Got it.
Yes.
So as soon as I get my phone from my son, I will definitely follow you.
Awesome. Thank you, Z.
I'll follow you from all the many Instagram accounts that I manage. Awesome. But this has been great. I think it's really awesome for you to kind of, you know, remove the anxiety from the money conversation, because I know many people have it. So do you have any final thoughts on money that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Yeah, if you'd allow me, I'd just like to share briefly. I know how hard it is to talk about money. I was adopted when I was almost 7 years old and was in the foster care for almost 3 years and had 20 words vocabulary. So I know a lot of times when we get caught up in our own head about our beginnings and where we've come from, that we struggle to move past the hurdles. So I just want to say that, yes, well, at this moment in time, I am an entrepreneur and we do have a team that works with us. I started from very humble beginnings. And when I graduated from college, had a child and was living on the government assistance. So I just want to say that, yes, there are things that happen to us in life, and how we decide to show up to them and how we decide to move past them is the deciding factor. So just hope that that gives you a little bit of courage with whatever you're working on, finances or brilliance of social media or whatever's happening right now, that will give you a little bit of courage to move past the roadblocks that are blocking you in your own head.
Right. That's amazing. That's great. What a powerful story. You know, not all of us are blessed to have a family that loves us. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we get caught up in all kinds of challenges, whether it's adoption or, you know, just a string of bad relationships. I can relate to that. But God is good nonetheless. Yeah. You know, I definitely believe in the provision and grace of God. And it's just awesome for you to come on here and talk with us about money and how we can definitely, as entrepreneurs, as just regular people, get our money right and on point. And so thank you so much. And if people want to download your worksheets, your budgeting worksheets, they're available on your website. And can you give us your website one more time?
Yes, it is www.tntdynomite.com.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Jasmine Tech Lounge with Lady V, and it has been a pleasure chatting with you about money.
Yeah, grateful for you and your vision here to provide this for so many people. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. And until next time.
This is David Spradley, and you're listening to The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady V.
Coronavirus can't keep us apart because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe,
stay safe,
stay home,
stay home,
and keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?